Hello, this is Bricks and Mortar from EG. Today I'm talking to James Cannon, rugby union player for English Championship Club Ealing Trailfinders. Prior to joining Ealing Trailfinders, he played for Wasps and latterly for an Irish team, Connaught Rugby. It was during his spell at Wasps that he was introduced to the world of real estate and decided that a career in industry is something that he'd like to pursue when he retires from professional rugby. To prepare for that, he signed up to the MSc Real Estate Programme at USEM, an online course which he anticipates that he'll finish this time next year. He's here today to discuss his decision to move into real estate and how he's found the study alongside his current work commitments. You're listening to Sarah Jackman. James, many thanks indeed for joining me today. First time I've had a rugby player in the studio, which is quite novel. Do you want to tell me about your career in rugby and what it is that you do currently?
Firstly, thank you very much for having me in. As you said just then, I'm currently playing for Ealing Trailfinders. They're in the second tier of rugby in England, although with ambitions to soon get promoted, hopefully, to the top tier, to the Premiership. Mm-hmm. I started my rugby career as a young academy player at Northampton Saints, which was my local club. I'm from that area. I spent a few years there while I was at university in Nottingham, and then moved down to London and spending 6 years at Wasps. And then the last 3 years I've been playing over in Ireland, based in Galway, for Connacht, which is one of the Irish provinces.
So how long has rugby been your career for?
Pretty much since I left school. So okay. I finished my A-levels when I was 18, and I was lucky enough to be offered a contract by Northampton, which I was delighted to take up. Mm. I did a bit of studying at the same time of that, just to kind of keep things going and so that I wasn't completely glued to the Xbox or something all day long. But that's when rugby started professionally for me. But I'd obviously been playing. I started playing at my local rugby club in Kettering when I was 12, and then just played through various teams and age grade systems up until I was 18.
Okay, so quite a long, well-established career in rugby then. But I guess as a professional sports person, you're obviously conscious of the career at some point coming to a close. So I know that you've been looking at your next options. Take me through your process at the moment and what you've been thinking just in terms of your next steps.
Well, it's very apparent when you're in a rugby environment that injuries are part and parcel of the job, really. There's no one that really plays, I would say, 100% fit at all.
Okay.
And, you know, you have various friends, and I've had various friends over the years that have had to retire through injury, or it's not a job that you can just do forever. Mm. I'm 31 now, and I would say that most rugby players, if they can carry on playing until they're about 32, 33, they've had a really good run.
Okay.
So it's always something that players have on their mind from probably the end of their 20s.
Right.
Certainly when you hit around 30.
Yeah.
It's important to have some kind of plan of what you're going to do next. So really, that's how I came to find real estate or discover all about it. Not that I know a huge amount right now, but that's how I started to kind of look into things that I might fancy doing after I finished playing.
Okay. So how did you learn about real estate as a profession?
So when I was at Wasps, they started up a program to help players find work or find careers or even find courses to do while they were still playing. And it was one of the guys that was employed there, he himself had to retire through injury, a guy called Chris Bell, and he kind of became a port of call for all of the players. He'd been through it himself, kind of being injured and then having to find a job, and he put some of us in touch with the Capita real estate company. They very kindly did almost an open day for us, really, where five or six of us went along and they spoke to us about, this is how we run things, we've got our grad scheme, got our HR department. This is what we look for. This is what we do. So that was my first kind of taste of property and real estate altogether. I did a little bit of work experience with them, with various departments that they have, almost mirroring their grad scheme, although I was only in for a day at a time. And at the end of that process, I kind of said, well, yeah, I quite like some of the things that I've seen here. And they said, well, when I said to them, unfortunately, you know, I'd like to carry on playing rugby for a little bit longer, but I am quite keen to learn a bit more about it. Obviously, I'm a bit hamstrung with rugby. I couldn't really do anything practical because I needed to be training and, you know, that was my job and that's what I wanted to do. But on the back burner, they said, okay, well, it might be a good idea to do some kind of course or an academic qualification that will allow you to learn a bit more about it, but you can do kind of in your own time and at your own pace.
Yeah.
And that's how I was introduced to UCEM.
Yeah. Okay. What was it that really appealed to you about real estate?
I wanted something quite competitive, quite fast-paced. I was quite drawn to working with people that I was used to working with, if you know what I mean. Rugby is a fairly social sport.
Yeah.
It's obviously serious, especially if you're playing it professionally, but there's also a great kind of camaraderie with kind of your colleagues, and the social side of it is very important as well. And I knew a few people that had gone from rugby into real estate.
Okay.
And it was something that they said, do you know what, it's quite fun, it's quite an enjoyable career, but also, you know, it's hard work, it's competitive, but we quite enjoy it. And I thought that, well, if they enjoy it, it might be something that I might enjoy as well.
Yeah. So you can see then quite a few parallels potentially between your existing career and a career in real estate, the sociability, the competitiveness, you know, one or two elements that you enjoy at the moment.
Yes, yeah, definitely. I think, although, you know, it's easy to think of rugby players as people that sit in the gym and just run into each other all day long, and there is a fair bit of that that goes on. But there's also, especially being professional, there's also a lot of interaction with sponsors, with fans, and meeting lots of different people and talking to them and being able to get along with them and stuff like that. And, you know, that's something that I quite enjoy doing. And it was something that I thought the real estate world, there were a few parallels as well.
Okay. So in terms of the work experience that you did, were there particular areas of the business that you were exposed to that you were particularly interested in following?
It was a very limited kind of few days, but off the top of my head, I had experience with the property management team, the development team, the agency team, and there are a few more. And I think development was something that I was quite interested in. Obviously, a lot of the language and the technical side of things went way over my head at that time, but I could get the gist of what they were trying to achieve.
Yeah.
Which was good. It was quite interesting seeing how they, you know, were taking perhaps, you know, a bare patch of land or a building that wasn't being used anymore and turning it into something functional that that had some kind of use.
Yeah.
And I know it's a long-winded process, but that's quite interesting.
So how does that tie into your current course? How did you choose what you're currently studying at the moment?
So firstly, I needed a course that I would be able to do in my own time. I knew having a full-time job, I wasn't going to be able to go to lectures every day or perhaps go to seminars every day. That just wasn't going to be possible. So the first thing that was great about UCEM was I could do it in my own time. It's all online. And I know there are other colleges that offer the same thing, but UCM was the one that was recommended to me, and it was the one that I researched the most, and I'm glad that I did because it's been really good. Because I didn't have a deep knowledge of the real estate industry, I wanted to do a course that was quite broad, just to give me a taste of various different areas. And I'm glad that I did that. So the real estate course, the MSc real estate course, was perfect for me in that it wasn't too specialized, because it's a fairly big time commitment, but I didn't want to narrow down too much to then find out after 2 or 3 years of studying that, well, actually all I've learned is that I don't want to do it. Yes. I'm not interested in this.
Yeah.
So the real estate one, it touches on virtually everything. It's very flexible. A lot like my undergrad degree, which was history.
Okay.
So again, that was very broad as well, but that suited me.
And how have you found the course? You obviously enjoy the flexibility and the distance learning aspect to it. How have you actually found the nitty gritty of the course?
It's been challenging. It has been challenging. When I actually first started the course, I'd been doing it for about 2 weeks, and then I moved to Ireland. So I kind of had a big move over there, and if it wasn't flexible at all, I wouldn't have been able to carry on. I actually quite enjoy having something to take my focus away from rugby.
Okay.
It's great. When rugby's going well, everything's great, and you know, you live in a small little bubble just going from game to game, week to week, and if the team's winning, everything's great. Yeah. When you're injured or the team's losing or perhaps you're not getting picked into the team, if you don't have anything to kind of put your energy into or take your mind away from that, I think you can overthink things, and it has a detrimental effect on rugby, and also I think you become quite a grumpy person to live with as well. So it was great for me to be able to have something that was totally unrelated to what I was doing 9 to 5 that I could put some energy into and, you know, have a focus away from my normal job.
Okay. And presumably there are times, though, when you're absolutely frantic with training and the game schedule. How have you managed to actually balance learning and the professional side of things during those periods?
Well, I think my housemates from uni would definitely tell you that I'm more of a last-minute kind of worker. But I think I've now learned a little bit more about structuring my time a bit more wisely. So I think what works for me now is just kind of chipping away at things. I try and do maybe an hour a day. And with rugby, you can't be training all the time. Mm. So you do have a fair few afternoons off, or because you play on the weekend, you'll have a day off midweek. So I'll try and do 3 or 4 hours on those days off. And I don't find it too overbearing. Obviously, when there's essays to be written and exams to be revised for, you put a bit more time into it. But I found it all right. It is recommended, I think, on the course I was on, that you do 2 modules per semester. I did that for the first semester, and I was kind of like, okay, this is perhaps a little bit too much. So I dropped down to 1, and that's perfect for me.
Okay.
So that works well for me, and it makes sure that I also can put enough time into doing my homework rugby-wise as well.
Yeah, of course. So you mentioned the number of semesters. How long is the course duration, and how far in are you?
So if you do it how you're meant to, I think the standard route is 2 years.
Right.
It is designed to be done as a part-time course while people are working. From what I've learned on the various forums and things, most of the other people that are on the course are working within the real estate sector, which I suppose helps quite a lot. If you have problems, you know, you can just look at someone across the desk and ask them, which unfortunately I can't do. So there's 8 modules altogether, and I am on my 7th module at the moment, which is all to do with valuation, and that will be finished in January, and then all I'll have left is my dissertation to do after
very
that.
Very nearly there.
So yeah, the long slog is almost over.
Yeah. And have there been any surprises during the course? I mean, have you come to a particular module and thought, actually, that's really engaged me, that's an area that I'd like to explore?
Yes, there are. The development side of things I found really interesting.
Yeah.
And also investment as well. I've found that quite interesting. I'm by no means an expert, but I can kind of work my head around the basic figures and things that we were asked to do, and I find that quite interesting. So, you know, that's an area potentially that I'll look to get a bit more work experience in, and perhaps go into that in a few years' time.
Okay. So I suppose that's my next question, really. I mean, what's next for you once you've finished your dissertation? Presumably you'll still have some time with the club and playing professional rugby, but how do you intend to follow up on the real estate side?
So as I've gathered from the people that I've spoken to within the sector and also in other sectors, it's all well and good having an academic qualification, but day-to-day experience really counts for a lot more than that. So the next step for me, once this course, really this module's out of the way, I will try to pick up a bit more work experience, get a bit more hands-on to learn things that way, because I think that gives you a much better picture of what the job entails day-to-day. And you know, you get a much better feel for it. So I have a few friends that work in the industry. There's a few ex-players as well that will probably be getting a LinkedIn message from me dropping into their inbox. But yeah, that's what I intend to do.
Okay. And what do you hope to get out of a career in property long term?
Well, rugby, it's not a very solid career. A lot of the time you're on there's very few people on more than, say, a three-year contract.
Right.
So it's not the most stable of careers.
Yeah.
Not saying that property is, you know, a job for life or anything like that, but the stability of kind of like a normal job is something, you know, that appeals to me getting a little bit older.
Yeah.
But also that kind of competitiveness as well is something that I'm keen to kind of keep going. It's quite difficult. I think a lot of players find it quite difficult when they stop playing, finding a new passion, something to get their teeth into that they really enjoy and that they, you know, really want to spend time and effort doing.
Yeah.
And hopefully property can be that for me.
Okay. What advice do you have to anyone who is wanting, I suppose, to plan ahead for a change, can foresee, you know, that they want to change in a few years' time for whatever reason? How would you suggest that they take the next step in their career?
It's very difficult. I think what I've learnt really is don't be afraid to ask people for advice. Ask people if you know them well enough for favours.
Yeah.
And generally, people are very happy to talk things through with you, to have a coffee, have a beer together and discuss where you're at, ask them about their story, how they got into it. Because I don't think many people, when they start a job, are like, yes, I'm 100%, this is what I want to do. And you figure it out as you go. So, yeah, I would advise people to lean on other people. Don't be afraid to kind of call and ask people for advice, but also be proactive. For instance, I might do a bit of work experience and find actually I absolutely can't stand property and real estate and anything to do with it. But I won't regret having done this course, and I won't regret having done something, because it's been a really positive experience regardless. And also, it shows that you are willing to put in a bit of work off your own bat, where perhaps, you know, you don't have to.
Yeah.
That would be my advice to people.
On that note, James Cannon, thank you very much indeed for your time. And we wish you the very best of luck with your dissertation and also with your future career in real estate.
Thank you very much.
You've been listening to Bricks and Mortar from EG with Sarah Jackman. For more on developing a career in real estate, see the archive of the Bricks and Mortar series at podbean.com and the APC and Mainly for Students series at egi.co.uk.